That's all. That's fine. And then we segue there into somebody else. That's Eminem, and he was talking about Agent Orange already sent the Secret Service. So remember when he did that whole rap about Trump? The Secret Service talked to him about, you know, do you really want to hurt him? And then he references losing his fans, he thinks, as the result of his comments about Trump. So I don't know. We'll see. I thought it was interesting, you know. Are we rock and roll here, Mr. Hendry? Yes. One. Okay, good. I don't know. You know, we're just always looking here, man. Always trying to do the right thing, you know. Always trying to get the level set. It ain't never going to be good in my ears. It ain't never going to be the way it was in my ears. All right.
How are you guys today? This is our last show of the week.
I'm going to be announcing brand new BSPs will get recorded messages from our characters. I know you guys are familiar with it. I don't know how many of you guys took advantage of it. We had pretty bad communication the last time out, and we want to make that better. But we are going to be offering that very thing here to new BSPs. Never had a BSP before. Annual subscriptions. Trump held a rally in Montana. Another one in Montana? Yeah, that's right, Trump. Yeah, the U.S. will turn it, because without Donald Trump, America is just shot. Without Donald Trump, fuck, the country is just fucked. All right, man. Yeah, I already accepted your motherfucking cookies. What are we going to do here, man? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Twitter bans Alex Jones and InfoWars, cites abusive behavior. Rudy Giuliani, Trump won't answer more obstruction questions. When's Walking Dead start? For you. Man, it's going to be be a tough one tonight, man. I'm wondering if, you know, this is General Galen Shaw, and I'm going to fill in. I'm filling in for Phil tonight. What about Bob Green today? What about, Margaret doing a sing-a-thon? What about,
let's see.
The XS. XS Max. October 9th for... Oh, Falcons lost. 18-12. And they were picked to win. I think they were favored. Let me see this ad.
Are crazy. If they laugh at what you think you can do. Good. Stay that way. Because what non-believers fail to understand is that calling a dream crazy is not an insult. It's a compliment. Don't try to be the fastest runner in your school or the fastest in the world. Be the fastest ever. Don't picture yourself wearing OBJ's jersey. Picture OBJ wearing yours. Don't settle for homecoming queen or linebacker. Do both. Lose 120 pounds and become an Ironman after beating a brain tumor. Don't believe you have to be like anybody to be somebody. If you're born a refugee, don't let it stop you from playing soccer for the national team at age 16. Don't become the best basketball player on the planet. Be bigger than basketball. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. When they talk about the greatest team in the history of the sport, make sure it's your team. If you have only one hand, don't just watch football, play it. At the highest level. And if you're a girl from Compton, don't just become a tennis player. Become the greatest athlete ever. Yeah, that's more like it. So don't ask if your dreams are crazy. Ask if they're crazy enough.
Oh, people are gonna hate that. All the white people are gonna hate that. Yes, they are. I think it was great, but, you know. All right, I saw it. It's a little weird.
What is weird about it, General?
All right. I don't think I understand this Kaepernick kid. His name is Kaepernick. All right, Cap, I don't think I understand what he's talking about. I saw it, but I don't believe it.
Well, what do you mean you don't believe? What's not to believe?
Well, he's got a lot of people. He's talking about, you know, don't just be the best. Be the best in the world. Well, what if the guy can't be the best? Thanks for that.
No, you did it.
Well, that's right. I think a lot of these commercials they're bugging people.
Yeah.
I think we need to dial it back a little bit, Phil.
I think we need to dial him back. He's starting to disturb people. I know that he's disturbing me.
I think we need to dial him back.
Well, I think we need to dial him back a little bit. Colin Kaepernick is a wonderful athlete, but the commercial sticks it right in your face. And
here we go again with this sticking it in the face.
What are you talking about?
Yesterday it was Steve Bozell.
Well, I'm the. Do I look like Steve Bozell?
No, but...
So,
yeah, I'm just wondering, are you going to, yeah, hi, I'm just wondering, are you going to get the man's name right anytime this year?
I got the name. You know, sarcasm is not going to help you, sir.
Well, what will help? You've called him Kaepernick about 3 times. The name's Kaepernick. I'm just, you know, wondering.
All right. The name is Kaepernick.
Kaepernick? What did you say, Kaepernick?
I thought it was Kaepernick. General, what is your name? I'm Dr. Jim Sadler.
Yeah.
I thought it was a cute commercial. I liked it. But then, you know, I'm a fucking contrarian.
If people say your dreams are crazy.
You have to have the right dream, though. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to be honest with yourself and say, what is that? What's the phone? You have to be honest with yourself that you are pursuing the right dream, you know, that you're not just trying to be famous, you know, so you're just trying to be a singer, or you're not trying to just be a singer because you really think it looks cool to be a singer, you know what I mean? There's those people, and they wind up extremely frustrated because they're not really honest with themselves about what it is they want to do. So you have to, once you're honest with yourself and once you know exactly what you want to do, then you're cool, then you're good, then you're... But some people haven't even done that work, you know. I don't know how many people I talked to when I was growing up. Friends of mine. What do you want to do? I want to make a lot of money. Well, but how, man? I don't know. Now, that to me, that's like the first mistake, you know. I don't know. It's like just want to be rich, you know. Even Jack Kent Cooke, who was a famous Canadian, and I knew about him because he was a contemporary of my parents. I don't know if they knew him or not, but he was in the same generation and same social circles, I think, in fact, when they were all growing up in Toronto. He would say that he wanted to make a lot of money, and he knew how he was going to do it. He was going to become a salesman. He started out selling selling encyclopedias door to door, you know, the usual. In a very specific way of amassing money, he was going to do it. How more direct a way is there than... Well, all right, so that was fucking, you know. What time is it, man? 23. What was the final in that goddamn game? 18-12? Well, look, I'm going to use that app, man. If there's an app on how to learn to speak Spanish, Christ almighty, I'll use it. Are you serious, man? Babbel HQ to develop the best language learning app ever. Over 1 million active subscribers already convinced. So who are these people? What are they doing? That's pretty heavy, man. I think. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Yes, well, the first step is to...
Right, well, the first step is to... The first step is to recognize...
Speak a new language with confidence. Try Babbel for free. Should I download that app? What language do I want to speak? Spanish. I want to speak Spanish. España.
Hola. Gracias.
I already know this shit.
Buenas noches.
See you soon.
Hasta pronto.
Match the items. Hola. Well, what do you mean match them? Oh, yeah.
Hola. Gracias.
Buenas noches.
Hasta pronto.
¿Cómo te llama? Wrong, Henry.
¿Qué tal?
¿Qué tal? ¿Qué tal?
Excelente.
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
All right, I got to get going here, man. We are done. I can't do this right now, but thanks. Are we ready to rock? Let there be rockin', let there be rollin'.